Four sheep were mauled to death and a fifth later put down from injuries sustained from dog attacks. An Aktakaitaia property owner has described as being reckless.
I think it's irresponsible and selfish because, you know, I had these sheep here that we were preparing for Christmas, you know, for, you know, a Christmas, you know, feast with my children. And then for people just to let their dogs roam and then come and ruin that, it's selfish and it's, you know, it's a huge loss. The value of those sheep was around about $700. You know, we're not insured, and you know, and that's food on the table for people just because someone is irresponsible and can't look after their dogs.
The Far North District Council had an immediate response, bringing a dog trap to the property and assessing the scene. The Dog Control Act of 1996 allows a person to seize or destroy a dog if it's attacking any other person, any stock, domestic animal or protected wildlife.
I wanted to let people know what I'm going to do if they, in that, if dogs roam onto my property. So I went around to the neighbours with a friend of mine to let people know what I'm going to do if their dogs come onto my property, so that, you know, they can't say they didn't know. That dog is someone's pet. Even though it has killed my sheep, it is still loved by someone and it is someone's pet. And I wouldn't be able to shoot a dog if it came here, so the council said leave it up to them and they'll come and do it for me.
Donna Doolittle's Animal Rescue in Kaitaia has been inundated with dogs and puppies since establishing her shelter, and she believes there is a dog problem and more education is needed.
There definitely is a dog problem here in Kaitaia. I mean, I've been officially running as Donna Doolittle's Animal Rescue since about November last year. No, the year before that, sorry. And although I've done so many animals and adopted out and taken them in, it just doesn't stop. It just doesn't. And it's not going to stop unless there are some dead set policies around to make people take responsibility of their dogs and de-sex them. I personally think, as part of a school criteria, that there should be something in there to educate our children about the importance of taking responsibility of our animals.
Betty said the overall community response has been positive and she hopes the publicity generated through the sheep attacks at her property might help save livestock or domestic animals for someone else.